Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Chav Ches. We are up to Sif Chav Tes, the last line on page 332. The Mechaber says in Sif Chav Tes, Mi shen nogfa yodo o raglo, one who banged and injured his hand or his foot, tzomsa biyayin kidei lahamir hadam, he can constrict it with wine in order to stop the bleeding. So he banged himself, he's bleeding, he's allowed to put wine on it to stop the bleeding. Avalo bechometz, but he can't use vinegar. Mipneishu chazak v'yeshbo mishum refuah. Vinegar is stronger than wine, and that would be an isser of refuah, because it also does some healing. V'imhu mu'unog, if he's a little bit more sensitive, so af hayayin lo kmo achometz v'aser, then for him, the wine will be like the vinegar, and that will be aser as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Tzadi Aleph Shenogfa, Shenichshala V'loksa, he slipped and he banged himself. Umari Shelo Hoya Al Yedei Barzel, we're discussing over here where the wound was not through iron. V'gam Shelo Nikpu Hayad V'Haregel Al Gabon, also the injury did not happen to the back of the hand or the back of the foot. The Ilu Nikpu Al Gabon, O Shehoya HaKo Al Yedei Barzel, because if the wound was to the back of the hand or foot, or it was through iron, so kfar mavur leel besevav v'zayin dehu bechlal maka sheyesh bo sakona. Because we discussed earlier in the siman that those kind of injuries are considered a sakona. U'mechalin alein as ha-shabbos. There would be nothing to talk about. Of course it would be mutter if it was one of those wounds. So it's not one of those wounds, and therefore wine is mutter, and vinegar is usr, because vinegar has healing properties. Sif kodom tzadi beiz. Avalo bechometz. The kosher can be yain sarav, certainly with whiskey. Sefkotan tzadi gimel, we said if someone is mu'unog, sha'or b'soro rach. Mu'unog over here means that his skin is very soft. V'chol dover shu chazak tzas. Anything that's a little bit strong, kosher l'v'soro v'tzomes u'murape. That's going to be hard for his flesh. It's going to do some healing, and it's going to stop the bleeding. And therefore, someone who has this sensitive skin, so for him, just like the vinegar is usher, the wine is also going to be usher. That also will be included in the Isser of Refuah. Says the Mechaber Vayter Siv Lamed, Mi shenishmita perek yodo o raglu mimakomo. Someone who had a joint that got displaced, his hand or foot got moved out of place. Lo yishav shefena harbe betzonim. He can't rub it a lot with cold water. Shezel refuoso, that is healing. Elo roches kedarko. He can just wash himself the regular way. V'im nisrape nisrape. And if he gets healed, he gets healed. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed, Mi shenishmita, dehainu sheyotzo ha'etzem miperek shelo. We're talking about a bone gets dislocated. It goes out from its joint, and he wants to heal it, and cold water being rubbed on heals it. He can't rub on cold water. He can only wash himself. What about putting the joint back in? What about putting the bone back in? So there we will have a lengthy discussion if you can put back in a dislocated bone or not. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Lamed Aleph. Tziporon Shepirsha. So you have over here a fingernail that started breaking off. Vitzitzin, shehein kimin ritzuos dakos, or you have these little strands of skin, shepirshu me'or ha'etzba, that got torn off from the skin around the finger, saviv ha'tziborim, from the skin of the finger around the fingernail. So you either have a fingernail that is dangling, or you have skin around the fingernail that is dangling. So in pirshu ruban, if the majority of it is already off, so then if it's klape mala, if it's towards the top, which we'll see what that means, umitzaros also, and it causes him pain, lahasirun bayod mutter, to remove it with your hand is permissible, bikli potter aval aser, to use an instrument, that will be aser midrabanan. Lo pirshu ruban, but if it's not off the majority of the way, so then it's one step more machmir. Biyad is potter aval aser, in your hand, where before it was mutter, will be aser derabanan. Bikli chayv chatas, and a kli, which was aser derabanan, will now be an iser deraisa, a chayv chatas. What does it mean? It goes klape mala. Upirish Rashi klape mala klape roshe es ba'osav. Rashi learns that towards the top means towards the end of your finger. It's torn towards that direction. V'rabbeinu tam pirish dehainu klape aguf. Rabbeinu tam learns it's torn the opposite way, towards your body, not towards your fingertips. V'tzarech lochosh lishnei pirushim. You have to be concerned for both pirushim. So even though there is a kula over here, but if you have to be concerned for both pirushim, you lose your kula. Because everyone holds that one case is mutter and one case is aser. If you have machmir on both, so everything becomes aser. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Yosef Katan Tzadi Hei, in Pirshu Ruban, if most of the nail or the skin is off, but Tziporin Hainu Ro Tziporin, by the fingernail it's very clear, it's a very finite amount, so majority of the nail is off, you can rip off the rest. Ubitzitzin Kasa Primagadam, when it comes to the skin, the Primagadam writes, Eini Yodea Rov Zem Ayin Maschil. What does that mean? Most of your skin is off. How were you judging it? How, you have skin all over our bodies. So what exactly is the part that you're determining what's rov? So the Prima Gadam doesn't know. The Efshar Dahainu Kol Shederuch and the Adam Liklov Sham. It could be that it's the area where a person will normally peel off the skin. So in Niklaf Harov Mimenu, if most of that area is already torn off, Ketolosh Dami, then it's as if it's torn off, and then it's lenient to rip it off the whole way, as we'll see. Sef Kotan Sadivov Lahasirun Biad Mutter. So if it's majority off already, whatever exactly that place is, so then to remove it the rest of the way with your hand is mutter. Dekevan Shapir Sharuban, since most of it is off already, Krovim Lenosek Uketlushin Damya. It's very close in coming off, and it's as if it is already torn off. Hilkach, therefore, v'mekom tzaru logoz rabbonon, in a case of tzar, the rabbonon did not make a gzera. Kishu meisiro ayidei shinui, as long as you take it off with a shinui, dahainu biyado. So you're using your hand, but this is a shinui, but makom tzar, therefore, that's going to be mutter. V'tzarach leizor shelo yotzi dam, you have to make sure that no dam comes out. Now, if you look over here at note number 93, he writes, v'chein lagabe hotza shein midoldelis. So too, if a person has a tooth that is dangling, a very loose tooth, the Shevet HaLevi writes, Shekevan Shenechsheves Hiketlusha, like we're saying over here in the Mishnah Berurah, when it's dangling, it's as if it's already detached. V'af Yesh Bekach Tzar Yoser Mashabet Tziporim, and he's assuming that when it comes to a tooth that's dangling, it's more painful than a piece of a nail that's dangling. Mutter Lotzia Kishein Chshashem Yetzei Dam. If you can be confident that no blood is going to come out, it's out enough, it's just mamish hanging by a thread, but it's causing you pain, so pulling it out would be mutter. That's a practical application, because as we pointed out, and we'll see more, the case of the skin or the nail, because since we don't know which direction it has to be going, and it's not practical, there's no heter lemaisa, but the tooth, we know what a tooth is, and there's only one direction, and therefore the Shevet HaLevi is writing that if there's no blood that's going to come out, and you're in pain, and it's mamish dangling, you would be allowed to pull out a tooth on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vaitis of Kotan Tzadi Zayin, Lo Pir Sheruban, the more machmer case where the skin or the nail is not the majority of the way off, Hu Adin Dafil Lo Pir Shu Klal, Potter Biyad. The same din is true if it's totally attached. It's not off at all. It's still going to be an iser derabanan with the hand. The ain derech litlosh biyad. Since it's a shinui, it's not the normal way. It would be only a derabanan. The nakde, and it mentions a case that it's ripped off a little bit, but not majority of the way. Lashmina dafilu baze aser. To tell me the chiddush that even though it's partly off, it's not the majority, it's still going to be aser to do it with your hand. Sifkotan tzadiches, if you do it with a kli where it's not majority of the way off, your chayv achatos, duhu tolodo de gozes. That would be a tolda of shearing. V'ayin lakamon, b'simin shin men b'bir alocha. If you look at note number 94, he writes what the bir alocha brings down over there. Shom kosov, shedovar shederach l'social biyad, something that is normally torn off with your hand. Chayovim al tlishaso biyad mishum gozes. Here we're saying it's only gozes, it's only a daraisa, if you're using a kli, because that's the normal way. But something that would be the normal way to use your hand, that would be the isa daraisa. Umitam zeh, for that reason, kosav shon, the bialocha writes over there, shetzitzin hameduldolim al svasav. If a person has a little piece of his lip, a little skin from his lip that's dangling, which we have all the time, shalo pir sherubam, where the majority of that piece of skin is not off, Efshar she'atol shem chayiv chatas. It could be if you tear it off, it's going to be an issa daraisa. Afilu im osa kem biyado. Even if you do it with your hand. In our discussion over here, anything with the hand is either mutter or it's an issa derabanan. But he's saying if it's normal to do with the hand, like you're ripping off a little bit of skin from your lips, that could be an issa daraisa. Kevan shederach l'sol shem biyad. Since that's the normal way that you tear it off. Even if the majority is off, it's still usher l'sol shom, it's still usher to remove it totally. Since that's the normal way of removing it, that's as if you did with a kli. So therefore, we came out with the tooth is a little more lenient, but when it comes to tearing off skin from the lips, it is more machmir. And finally, says the Mishnah Berurah, One has to be machmir l'shnei pirushim, both Rashi and Abinu Tam, what's considered going up? Is it going away from the body towards the fingertips, or is it going towards your body? V'lochein zakta mishabura, therefore, afilu pirshu ruban, even in a case that you know that it's majority off, aser litl afilu biyad. It's always going to be aser. The nail, the skin, using your hand, is always going to be aser, because every sheet that holds that in one direction, it's aser, and with the machmir for both, so it's always going to be aser. Says the Mechaber, Vayter Siv Lamed Beis. Hachoshesh b'shinav, one has a toothache. Lo yigma bohem chometz v'yiflot. You can't sip vinegar and spit it out. Vinegar, obviously, is healing for a toothache, but sipping vinegar and then spitting it out is aser. Aval migameya uboleya. But what you can do is you can sip it and then swallow it. So it looks like you're doing a regular thing. Or you can dip your food into the vinegar and eat it as if you're eating it with a dip. And derech agav, you are getting healed. That's not nicker. Similarly, hachoshesh begrono, one who has a sore throat. Lo ya'arenu bashemen. He can't gargle with oil, which is healing for a sore throat. Avo boleyahu shemen. But he can swallow the oil. If he gets healed, he gets healed. So you can't do anything that is nicker that you're doing refuah, but you could do something, derech agav, that will take care of the refuah. By the way, says the Mishaburis, if katon kuf, hachoshesh b'shinav, he has a toothache, v'asr lomar le'eno yehudi lasos lo ezadar refuah. You are not allowed to ask a goy to do anything for you for refuah. V'afilu dover shu rak mishum shvus. Even something that for you is only asr the rabbanon, you still cannot ask a goy to do it. It's a shvus to shvus. Kevan shurak mechush ba'alma. If all you have is a little pain, mechush ba'alma, that is not grounds to do a shvus to shvus. You cannot ask a guy to do malacha for you. However, im yesh lo tsar godol machmas ha-ke'ev, if you are in great pain because of this injury that you have or this pain that you have, ubavur zen nechlash kol gufo, and because of that your whole body is weak, mutter lasos al yodo afilu malacha daraisa. Then you are allowed to ask a goy to do a daraisa, like we already had earlier in Sif Gimel Ayin Shom Ba'ago. So to ask a goy to even do a derabbanon when you just have a mechush ba'alma, that's aser. But if you're bedridden or you're a chola kogufo, then you can ask a goy even to do that which is aser for you, daraisa. Sif Koton Kuf Aleph, the one who has a toothache cannot be sipping the vinegar. The muchach milsa shula refuah. It's obvious to everyone that you're doing it for refuah. V'afilu lishos v'acharkach yivlo aser. Even to leave it in your mouth a little bit to eventually swallow it, but to leave it in your mouth of vinegar, that itself is already nicker, and that's aser. Sipkoten kubeis behem chometz. You can't be sipping the vinegar. V'hu adin yein sorot gamkein dino kumo chometz. Whiskey will have the same din as vinegar. However, b'mokum tzar gadol, in a place of great pain, efshir lismok b'yein tzarav, you can rely by whiskey, the mutter l'shoso b'piv l'flo achakach. Even though we said by vinegar you shouldn't do this, but by whiskey, if you're in great pain, you can put it into your mouth, keep it in your mouth for a little bit, as long as you don't spit it out, but you eventually swallow it, that would be okay. Ot kotsav, duhu adin d'osu litin al ashein negelech o shbiritus. You can't place on your tooth a clove or alcohol, v'subin chamin or hot bran, the kol ze muchach shu l'refuah. All these things are clear that you're doing with refuah, not allowed. In lo de koiv le tuva, unless you are in great pain, shemitzar kol gufa, your whole body feels sick, like we learned earlier, k'd le'el b'sif yodzayim, then it would be mutter. V'ayin sham le'el, ta'al yidei Yisrael mutter dafka de shinui. If you're doing any kind of refuah with a chola kogufo, then it has to bedafka be through some kind of shinui. Achachai odam masik shom l'chayadam kozal maskon over there. The efsher b'shinui, if you can't do it with a shinui, mutter below shinui, then you aren't allowed to do it without a shinui. Sivkotan kuf gimel. We said if you have a sore throat, you cannot be gargling the oil. Says the Chavetz Chaim Pirush, sheyasha hashemen bepiv. You can't be leaving the oil in your mouth. V'afilu im yivela basof. Once again, even if you're going to eventually swallow it, you can't leave it and gargle it in your mouth. The muchacha milsa de la refuah of it is clear that you're doing it for refuah. The kol shekeinim yifil tenu. Certainly, if you're going to spit it out, it's clear you're doing it for refuah. V'yesh matirin kishabolo lebasof. There are those who are matir if eventually you will swallow the oil. Sifkotun kuvdal b'shemim va'afilu nosan Hashem letoch anigron. Even if you place the oil into the anigron shehu mei silka, that's beet juice. You mix it in, you make some kind of drink. That's still going to be aser. Sifkotun kuvei boleyahu shemim. But what you can do is just take the oil into your mouth and swallow it right away. And derech agav, you could heal your sore throat. V'yesh osrim bazeh. Some say even that is not allowed. Umasik hamogen avrom detolui hakol lefi hamokom ve'azman. Magen Avraham says it's not so clear. It depends on the place and the time. Dim ein derech habriyim livloa shem shemen ba'osomakom. If it's not normal for healthy people to be swallowing oil, then it's aser, because then it's clear doing it for refuah. Kemo shekasev sif lamed zayin. Says the Mechaber Vayter sif lamed gimel. Goneach. Now goneach is someone who's groaning. The Mishabura says mikeev libo. He has a pain in his heart. So someone who has a heart pain or some kind of ailment. Mutter lino cholav meha behema. He's allowed to go ahead and drink the milk straight from an animal. The b'mokum tzara logozer abonan. Even though milking an animal is obviously asar on Shabbos, it's mefarik told of the dosh. But if a person is someone that has a kaiv leiv, so he could drink the milk directly from the behema, because the mokum tzara the abonan would not gozer. Because this is not a deraisa, it's a shinui. V'yesh omrin, and there are those who say, shin ein lo ela tzar shel rav, if all he has is hunger pains, osir linok meha behem of a Shabbos, you are not allowed to nurse from an animal on Shabbos. Says the Mishabura Kuvav, goneach mi ke'ev libo, he's groaning from this pain in his heart. Sherufuoso lino cholav rosel me behema. The refuah of such a person is to nurse hot milk directly from the animal. He's allowed to do it. Sifkotan kov zayin de b'mokum tzara hainu. Da'afti ikar chaliva sabayimu hu midaraisa. Even though normally milking an animal on Shabbos is an issa daraisa, mishum mefarek who told of the dosh, because a mefarek a told of dosh, kemo shegasabnu b'rei simit shinchof, mikomokom bazesh hu aydei yinika. Over here, where you're doing it through direct nursing, the person to the animal, that's a very different way, that's a shinui. Lo have rak isser midrabonan. So that's obviously downgraded from a deraisa to a drabonan. V'tiru bazeh, and b'makom tzar, the rabbonan will matir it. V'after kaimelon debechol choli she'emot sakana omer le'ena yehudi v'oseh. And even though normally if a person has an illness that doesn't have a sakana, he can only tell a guy to do it for him. Ha'chashani, here it's different. The refuah shalo hu lino batzmo. Here the refuah is you nursing directly from the animal. So having a guy help you is not going to work because you can't nurse directly from the animal through the guy. It doesn't work. That's not directly through the animal. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitas of Kanan Kuvches. Here we get to an interesting point. If you read the Mechaber, he said this goneach can nurse directly from the behemoth. And then the Mechaber writes, there are those who say if all you have is a tsar of hunger, it's usher on Shabbos. Says the Mishabura, Hai Loshon Yesh Omrim Emeduktuk. This language of Yesh Omrim is not exacting. The mashma, the implication is the Lasvara Rishona Mutter B'Shabbos. From the fact that he's saying Yesh Omrim, you can't do it on Shabbos, it's mashma, the first sheet that holds that you can do it on Shabbos. Afilu Mishum Tsarov, even if you're only hungry. Ube'emes Lois Giridavar Zaklav, but really the first sheet does not say this idea at all. The Efshar, and it's possible. Maybe the pshat is the first sheet that holds is Asr on Shabbos and Yontif. The second pshat is saying on Shabbos is Asr, but on Yontif it's Mutter. So it doesn't have to be the first sheet that holds is Mutter on Shabbos, and the second sheet is saying it's Asr on Shabbos. It could be the first sheet that holds is Asr on Shabbos and Yontif, and the second one is saying it's only Asr on Shabbos, but it's Mutter on Yontif. Eladin difnei atzmahu. But really, this second din is its own independent din. Diyesh poskim shemechalkim in Shabbos liyomta. There are those who are mechalik between nursing from an animal when you are hungry, between Shabbos and Yontav le'inyan tzarov, when it comes to hunger. V'kosav abalf el yirabu, da'alocha kayesh omrim. Da'alocha is like the yesh omrim, that on Shabbos it is aser, and on Yontav it is mutter. Sivkotan kuftes aser linok, it's aser to nurse on the animal. Didavka mishum tzar choli hitiru avalo bezeh. Dafka, like the first case of the Mechaber, where there is a tzar of a choli, he's a goneach, that's when it's mutter, but not when you're just hungry, it's not allowed. Duhu al kaponim mefarek l'achiyad, l'maisa, you're doing mefarek told in the dosh with a shinui, which is asa d'rabbanan, so it has to be in mokom tzar to allow it, not the mokom being hungry. Sivkotun kuf yud b'shabbos, Aval b'yom tov mutter, like the diuk we said before, the Mechaber is saying in the second shita that on Shabbos it's usur to nurse an animal when you're hungry. The mashmos is that on yontov it's mutter. Im ein lo eino yehudi la'achlov al yodo, if you have no goy available, because over here it's not a refuah that you have to do directly from the animal like before. Here it's just a matter of drinking the milk, and therefore if you have a goy to do it, avad you have to have the goy to do it. If there's no goy, so on yontov you can do it yourself. Vim yeshlo macha lachlo bo usur linok bepiv gam b'yom tov. If you have food to nurse the animal over, to take the milk out of the animal over that food, so it's us if you nurse directly from the animal itself on Yontif, Eliyachlov Litoch Hamacha, rather, you should milk the cow directly over the food. Kemoshekosav Simin Tov Kufhei, like we'll see later in Hilchos Yontif, Simin Tov Kufhei. One more sif over here, sif Lamedalit. Lo Seikal Isha. Cholov midadeh l'soch hakos or l'soch hakedera v'sonik es bino. A woman is not allowed to lighten the load of milk that she has into a cup or into a bowl to give it to her child. So she can't take her milk out. She can nurse her child, but she can't take the milk out of her body and then give it to the child. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kadon Kuf Yud Aleph Mishum Mefarik. Because that would be an iser of mefarik. You can't. The same way you can't milk a cow, she can't take the milk out of her body. Says note number 102. Vim ein hatinok yochol linok yeshirus meimo. For some reason, the baby is not able to nurse on the mother. V'chayeves hi la'achilo kol yom v'chalav tari. And the mother needs to feed this baby fresh milk every day. So Shlomo Zalman Harbach says, Shemuter lo lasos kein. Then she can get the milk out of her body in order to give it to her child. Afilu imadayin lo isragel atinok lechalev aim. Even if the child is not yet used to the milk of his mother. Hoel vizel mizono ativi, since that's his natural food. Ubisafek sakona, and since it's a safek sakona, ein lehischashe betachlife mazon acherim. Don't get involved in other formulas and other things that it's not so posh they're going to work. Then he writes, "V'isha hamitzta'eres meiribu achalav shebedadeh." A woman who feels pain because of the abundance of challah that she has. The Shulchan Aruch writes later on, "Shemuter lo lahotzi biyodeh achalav al oretz." She's allowed to take out the milk by hand as long as it goes over the ground and gets ruined. And then Mishnah Berurah explains over there, "Shekevan she'ein adaver nasa kederach mefarik." Since this is not the normal way of doing it, she'achalav holech ibud, the milk is going to waste. Ve'o she'ein ze'ela malacha she'ein tzrich legufa. It's not a case where you're even looking to get the milk; it's a malacha she'ein tzrich legufa. Mishum tzar lo gozer. Therefore, nabakum tzar, she's feeling pain. They didn't wear gozer. We'll stop here and continue with Shem tomorrow with Sif Lamed Hey.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.